This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Susan Drackett.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I planted sod last fall.
Okay.
And right now, I noticed a couple of weeks ago, something's digging it all up. I thought it was raccoons and skunks because I have them in my backyard. But somebody researched it. It's like a snake-like pattern all over the front or all over the sod. And I was told it was a vole.
Didn't know
how to get rid of it. It's a mess. I want to cry. I have a whole backyard that they can dig in, but no, they go on my front lawn when I just planted sod.
It's usually how it goes. So there is some products out there to use. So there's a product called Mole Max. It'll take care of moles and voles.
But the thing is, when it rains, it washes away, doesn't it?
It will, but what you need to do here is there's a couple things when you use it. To make it the most effective, you got to find the areas where their like entrance and exit holes are. Best way to do this is
that's hard because they have a lot of them. There's a lot.
I understand.
So
one of the things you need to do is basically walk over the lawn, all those tunnels, and push them down. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do this.
Some of them, yeah.
So you have to do all of them because what'll happen is they have so many tunnels, but they're not using all of them at the same time. So what we're trying to do is figure out where they really are in the lawn, in the area. So you push down on the soil towards the end of the day. The next morning you're going to come out and you're going to see where these voles have been because you're going to see little volcanoes in the yard. That's where they come back through their hole to find out, and that's where they're active. So that's when we're going to use the Mole Max. The Mole Max is a granular form. We use it, and we will circle around like the house and push our way out. And so that's why we want to find out where they're active, because they could just be on one side of the house and have done all the damage on the other previously.
Yeah, it seems like they stopped.
Yeah, so they might just be on the other side at this point. They might still be there or into the neighbor's yard. But what we want to do is just cover all the, you know, push down everything that you can and see the next morning if there are any little volcanoes. If there are volcanoes in there, they're still active. They're still in that area. Then you use this Mole Max. You do a perimeter around the house and push away from the house slowly. Over time, and it's just going to push them away from your property. The granular form, they don't like it. Go ahead.
For the front lawn, I have a driveway on either side of it and a walkway. So I was thinking just putting around that perimeter of that lawn where they're digging.
So if you put it on the outside of the perimeter, it's just going to keep them in.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we don't want to, like, because it's a repellent, right? And so if you put it on the outside, they're just going to stay in the middle because they don't want to go past that repellent. So that's why we want to look for it. So there's another option for you. Now, say you just want to get rid of them and you're not going to try to repel them out. There's a product called Moltox, which what you do is it comes, it's a liquid form.
Is that
it's poison.
Is that T-O-X? Is it T-O-X?
Yes. That? Yep. So M-O-L-E-T-O-X.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it comes with a syringe. You basically put the solution into the syringe and you press it out into the hole that they're active. And it looks like a grub to them. It looks like an insect and they eat it. And it's poison and it'll end up killing them.
That sounds good.
But you have to do the same thing with pushing down all of the tunnels and everything, because you could, as you said, there are tunnels everywhere. You could be putting this Moltox all over the yard, but it's not getting to where it needs to be. So
right. I was using cayenne pepper. I heard that helped. I don't know if that helped or not, but I spread that all over the tunnels and stuff. Cayenne pepper. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might have helped with it, but the best way to do it, just stomp on all the holes that you can find. And then see if they're still active the next morning when you come out. If you see volcanoes in certain areas or the soil is erupted from there, you definitely have them. And then you can go in one of those two directions with the Moltox or the Mole Max.
Yeah. This is the first time it's ever happened. I mean, they have the whole backyard. I mean, I have a huge backyard, all woods and stuff, and they go on my front lawn. But a lot of people were surprised because I called to find out what to do about the skunks, because I thought it was skunks at first. But they were saying that raccoons are known to flip the sod looking for grubs. But there's no grubs right now, is there? Because it's too early.
There's
so
no
what
real.
Are they looking for?
Yeah. So there's no real grubs up right now, but the thing is once the snow's gone away, the raccoons and skunks, they're just looking for food. They're just trying to see what's there. And if they're seeing some activity in the lawn by like a mole or a vole causing these, they're thinking that there's something there. So the other thing that could be, you know, the whole thing to this is there could be a grub problem. And so by getting rid of the grubs, by taking care of grubs this season, that might help it long term and not have
somebody come in. Yes. I'm going to have somebody come in and take care of the lawn.
Definitely. Cause it's not just, the moles that are doing it. That they're like the secondary here. Something else is going on there. And again, like you said, you've seen.
Well, I know I have, because I have cameras around the house. So I know I have a raccoon and a skunk. And I also have, right now, last night, all during the night, my phone was going off. I have a huge rabbit back there.
Yep.
So there goes my flowers. Last year, I caught 3 groundhogs. They ate everything. They ate all my cornflower. I wanted to live in the woods, and I'm paying the price for it now.
So,
all these animals are eating all my flowers.
Right. So with that rabbit, look for a product called Rabbit Scram. Okay, this Rabbit Scram product is a granular form. It's like a dried blood. But the thing about it is, and you brought this up right away at the beginning, was, when it rains, it'll wash it away. Well, with Rabbit Scram, when it gets wet, it's actually more powerful. They actually recommend watering it in. And so I've heard a lot of great things about Rabbit Scram and scaring the rabbits away from the area. So if you want to get rid of that rabbit, that's definitely the way to go.
I know there is one around, because there were babies last year. So I don't know. Are they pregnant now? Because
they would have. Yeah, I would say that they're most likely going to have a litter this spring.
Yeah, because they're fat. So, all right. So I have a lot of dead grass because from them digging the tunnels, it's all loose.
Yep.
But the guy that put my saw down said just to leave it there.
I would. Dead grass. And I would, because at this point, the ground hasn't started to come back yet.
I thought it would suffocate. I didn't know you can reseed sod, so I was afraid
yes.
I was going to lose all my lawn. But they said that you can seed it.
You definitely can.
I'm very thankful for that.
And they have specific seed for sodding, depending upon if you've got bluegrass or if you've got the Black Beauty mix. If you have the Black Beauty mix, then they sell the seed directly for it, so it's going to mix right into the sod, yeah. So it's not going to look any different.
Mm-hmm. So if this spaces, like this little spaces in between them, I was going to do it myself, and I went online to check it out, and they said, once you put it down, don't walk on it because it separates. Well, the people that put the sod down were walking all over it. And so I have seen there's lines. You could see the lines, the way they put it down.
Yep.
So I told them I wasn't happy with that. And I said, I did my research, and they said, you're not supposed to walk on it. And he assured me that he's been doing this for 30 years, and that it'll be fine. But I don't think it grows in. They said, if you have a space, the grass, the sod won't grow in between that.
Yeah, not necessarily. You
keep saying that it's going to fill in.
Well, it's going to take some time. That's the problem. I'd look to be putting some seed down in those areas. When you know, those other areas that you have, dead grass or issues with that were not those seams, I'd be putting some seed down all over the entire lawn to try and push new growth throughout the whole thing there. And I think
know.
You'd be.
But you know what? I shouldn't have to do that. You
no.
spend so much money on that. You know, it should have been done properly the first time, I think. But
I agree with you, and that would be something you should take up with them and try to get them to put it down. But I definitely think you should be putting some seed down to help those areas.
Okay.
All right,
Sue. All right, thank you so much.
Have a great one. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best-looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great-looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and a garden with spectacular blooms or a bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's a perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizers with their legendary broadleaf weed controls and crabgrass products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
It's true. Marianne's in Milton.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
So much, Patrick. It's so nice to hear your voice. So I think I might already have an answer to one of my questions. I was inundated with rabbits this summer at my Cape Cod house, and I'm not talking bunny rabbit. These were huge, and they ate everything. I mean, they ate my hosta plants.
Yep.
And I was running around most of the summer with, you know, Critter Ritter, Repel-All. I mean, short of buying a coyote, is there a less labor-intensive way to make sure they aren't all over my garden? It looks like it's their salad bar.
Well, it's because it is, didn't you know? There's a sign out in the front. Anyways, they're hard to get rid of, but I believe you probably heard me talking about rabbit scram.
Go around the perimeter of the garden or right?
Yeah,
on top of everything?
So it starts close to the garden and then moves its way out. But here's the thing about it. I'll tell you, it's one of the only products that when it gets wet, it will be stronger for you. A lot of products, when it gets wet, you have to reapply. And you just
That's what I did with the other stuff.
And you just have to keep going and continue to keep going and keep going and keep going. So That's why I like the Rabbit Scram so much. Rabbit Scram, you're not applying it as often. It's a dried blood, right? So it's like a bovine. It's a pig's cow blood that they've dried out. And what it does is when it gets wet, the scent gets stronger.
Oh, and yes, so, that makes sense. Yeah.
So that's why it works. And the rabbits have that fear of they smell the blood, and they have the fear instinct that there's a predator around. And I've just heard so many good things about it.
That sounds like just the ticket for me.
So I would definitely try it out. It comes in multiple different sizes. You can find it at a lot of local garden centers, but it's called Rabbit Scram.
Okay, got it. One more thing quickly, and sure. That is I have a little Eva lilac bush that hasn't bloomed in the last 2 years, and I was told to put lime into the soil around its base. Is that sound right?
You can do that, yep. What I'd look to do is try to, this spring, once the ground is warmed up a little bit, so we're a couple weeks away, I want to see use super phosphate.
Okay.
Super phosphate has a heavy middle number. That middle number that it has will allow you to, it'll push root growth, but it also stimulates buds on it.
Okay.
The phosphorus level on it being high helps that. It'll take some time to get in there, but I'd use it first thing in the spring. And then as soon as you start to see a few of the buds crack, you know, you might only see one or two, but as soon as you start to see those crack, what I'd like to see you do is see you use as a liquid form of like a bloom booster, something with a heavy middle number again. Because the superphosphate's going to try to push the root growth, push the development of the flowers. But when the flowers are hitting, that granular form is slow. It only gives it so much at a time, whereas the liquid form is readily available, so it'll help push other blossoms through. So it's a combination of the two that I think would really help you.
Makes sense. You've been a prize. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem, Marianne. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take another break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. Winter storm warnings remain in effect around Fort Collins, Boulder, and the western suburbs of Denver. People are being advised to not travel if it's not necessary. Forecasters say this is the biggest snowstorm there since 2003. The National Guard has been activated. Did you change your clocks? We're now officially in daylight savings time. At 2 a.m., the clocks sprung forward 1 hour, so today only has 23 hours. Not participating, Hawaii, Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. This is USA Radio News. There are now renewed calls for justice for Breonna Taylor on the one-year anniversary of her police-involved shooting death. A rally and march was held in Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday. Protesters demanded that the fired police officers who were accused of killing her face charges.
It's hard and it's rough for me to look at the fact of why we're here, but it's great to see that she has so much support and love, and also that there's some support and love for me too, and I just appreciate all of it.
Kenneth Walker was Taylor's boyfriend and was with her the night police kicked in Taylor's apartment door while executing a no-knock search warrant. More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol and the surrounding buildings around Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in Massachusetts.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a chicken coop. And it's going to be cleaned up soon for spring. I have a perennial flower garden. I started mostly last year, some raspberries and rhubarb plants. Can I just put that chicken manure on around the plants instead of waiting for a compost to compost it?
So, you know, the thing about a lot of the chicken manure is it's taking time for it to compost. I would let it kind of dry out a little bit and break down just a little bit instead of just using it right away.
Okay.
I'd like to keep it in like a compost bin, but something like that, like a pile where it can be covered, warm up, you know, just to get rid of some of anything that might have just been stuck in there. You know, it's got a low, it'll help with some of the nitrogen. So it's a good thing to add to the garden, but I'd like to have it compost a little bit, break down a little bit, you know, so that way it has some time. It's not just pushing everything it has out right away and it doesn't burn right away. I'd just wait a little bit, you know, put it into a compost bin, warm it up, and let it kind of dry out. You'll almost see it like just the color change will be completely different.
When I put it on in the perennial flower garden, because the brand little plants that is just starting up again, Could I just put it around where the plants are? I don't want to kind of scratch the plants up.
Yeah, I would. So you're just looking to, it's not right onto the plant, right where all the roots are. You're just looking to add it to the soil.
Right.
So you can put it around the area. It's not one where you just put, that you have to dig in or scratch in. It's like a top dressing, right? You might hear like the perennial bed planting, like top dressing. There's like soils that have that. You just put it on the top and it waters in and it breaks down. But I would like to see you age or compost over time that chicken manure before using it.
Now, would that cause the skunks and other animals to come, because I'm top dressing it, would they eat that? Would that cause more action, you know, from them?
Well, so they, you know, I don't think it would be like skunks and raccoons because they're looking for insects. They're not more of the, you know, predator for them. The thing you would be thinking about is, you know, what's really the predator for the chickens and what's going to try to come around the chicken coop, like, you know, coyotes, foxes, those types of things, right? That they're not going to dig up the soil like a skunk or a raccoon does. The skunks or raccoons are digging in the soil just trying to get insects, whereas this isn't going to attract those. It might attract the others because of the smell of the chicken manure is smelling a chicken. But I wouldn't worry. It's not something I'd say this is definitely going to happen like that.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah. All right, Pat. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy spring. Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have some more calls, right, Nathan?
Correct, a couple. Barbara's in Elizabethtown.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about hydrangeas, and I am in zone 6.5.
Okay.
And it's warmed up. You know, it's pretty good here. The night temperatures are pretty good, like around high 30s and sometimes 40s.
Yep.
And during the day, of course, it's sunny and it's warmed up also, at least 50, 55. So in reference to my hydrangeas, I'm calling because this is my first season with these because this is a home I moved into in the winter. So what I don't know what type of hydrangea this is, but I can give you a description of what I'm looking at. And most of them, there's probably about four of them, and they're about 5.5 feet tall, the branches. And they still do have the dried flowers on there. And the dried flowers have a sort of a cone shape to them.
Okay.
And they're at the very, what's left, they're at the very tip, obviously. But the rest of the branches, they look like they didn't have any flowers on them. So they sort of look like they were leggy.
Yep.
I guess you'd say. And right now I don't see anything coming out on the branches. I can see where the little nodules are, but you can't really see where there's any puffiness or anything starting.
Yep.
So I don't know what to do in reference to cutting them back or leave them alone or what I should do.
Okay, so they're most likely a white hydrangea, just based on the cone-shaped flower. With those still on there, the blue hydrangeas are mostly rounded. They're not going to have as many of the cone shapes to them. So I would assume, as of right now, that they'd be the white hydrangeas. White hydrangeas can be pruned in the spring and early. It's the blue hydrangeas that you don't, that you do not prune. You'd be able to tell a little bit more once the leaves start to come out and start to pop out. Them being leggy like that, like you're saying that they might have stretched, that's one of my in my head is also telling me that it's a white hydrangea, because white hydrangeas tend to get bigger like that, stretch out, and have those the large cone-shaped flowers. So it'd be a white or a pink.
Okay.
So to me, I'm thinking it's a white or a pink, which means in the spring you can prune back to shape it. But when you moved in the winter, you said, so you didn't really see anything to it?
No, it was November.
Yeah, so they might be in good shape, and they might not be leggy. It just, like I said, the white ones tend to get bigger like that because they have those cone-shaped flowers on the top. You're looking at that more than you're looking at, you know, the leaves on the bottom. So I would think it's a white hydrangea. It is one where you can prune back if you're nervous about it being too leggy or just not looking good. But I think it will be okay.
Oh, okay. All right. And I also have, she put in between two little, they look like they might be dwarfs, if there is such a thing in the hydrangea world.
Yep, there
but
is.
Because I'm getting green growth at the bottom and on some of the existing branches. They're actually looking quite good, like with green and a little bit of red on the leaves on both of them.
So that might be more of like the blue hydrangea, if it's in the same, you know, same leaf structure, etc. A lot of times you might just go with some smaller ones and bigger just to balance it off.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think she did. Yeah.
But I would say those are probably the blue ones, and you kind of let those go. You let the sticks be there, because the buds will form on those old sticks. On blue hydrangeas, they bloom on last year's growth, a lot of them. Leaving the stems and sticks there until you kind of get a full, you know, bush or full plant is the way to go. I usually wouldn't cut those. Yeah, they will. And I wouldn't cut those sticks that are in there in, at least until May. I know that sounds like a good way away, and it is, but by the end of April, beginning of May, especially with you being in a 6.5 zone, it might be a little bit earlier, but they're going to really show you what they have size-wise. So I think you're going to be okay.
Fertilize it at all?
You can fertilize the, all of those with like a 10-10-10 fertilizer this spring. The ground, since the ground's starting to warm up down there where you are, you know, you could probably do it now. The soil temperature is, you know, needing to be a little bit warmer. Maybe wait a week.
All right.
But you could definitely fertilize those with like a 10-10-10.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
You too, Barbara. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next? All right, maybe we're answering some of those calls, but we're here. It's definitely, we're 6 days away from spring. We are getting ready for this new season, so definitely... we're almost there, right? We're almost there. We are 6 days away from spring. The northern part of New England, wait to do some cleanups if you can for another week or two. Don't break up a lot of the perennial beds and those things just yet. In the areas where it's colder, you're not seeing new growth, etc. We want to let those, you know, beneficial insects that are hibernating, you know, gone dormant in the soil in those areas, thrive and get to that next level to live for this spring. So let's wait on some of those things, right? Let's hold off before we do some of that cleanup. At least I know where I am. Tomorrow is going to be about 28 degrees as a high, so I know I'd be holding off tomorrow. But later in the week, it'll warm up a little bit. End of the week, cold again. But then from what I saw, the long-term forecast is looking good. At least in this area. So I'm hoping that stays the case, but we all know the weather can change on a dime. So definitely keep your eye out on the weather because that'll change how we're doing everything. Don't be putting any of that fertilizer down. Order it. Get it in. get it ready for you. You know, use some of these products that we have talked about, and it will help you. And one of those products we talked about is the ProTrust products. So ProTrust products manufacture some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing looking lawn, there's no other fertilizer quite like TurfTrust. Its unique controlled release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and keeps feeding for up to 14 weeks. Yeah, that's right, 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual TurfTrust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing TurfTrust fertilizer with the legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the TurfTrust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust products. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. And get ready for spring, because when we talk next week, it'll be spring. So get excited. Get pumped out there. Get going. And think spring. Like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls on the line, so let's try to get right through them. Nathan, who's up next?
Bobby's in Dragon.
Bobby, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a small garden, maybe 15 by 20. Over the years, I've always put my leaves, some seaweed, mulch, and everything. What I'm concerned is now, can I leave all that mulch and grass clippings over the year in my garden and just plant my plants around it to save weeds from coming up?
I mean, I would, because over time it has broken, it'll break down. What I would almost do is just leave it there, see if you can kind of scratch it up, but use it like it would be a compost already. I see no problem doing that. A lot of people will try and, like, rototill it in to try and break it up that way. But if you think that's too, if that's too much, I mean,
in the past.
I would try it out. Maybe try, like, the one side or one corner. Try it out, see how it goes for you. You know, it's going to break down anyways with the seaweed, all that stuff. It will eventually get into the soil, and that's what you're looking to do. What I might do is, if you're going to leave it on top, like the seaweed and whatnot, break it up a little bit. Like, almost run it over with, like, the mower. If you have, like, a bagger, like a mower that's a bagger, has a bag attached. So that it's so it's already broken down a little bit, and it's not just like the big pieces of seaweed, but it still covers the top, and it's already started to break down versus just starting this process. You're helping that process a little bit quicker and be a little bit easier.
Well, the seaweed issue, I see a lot of seashells popping up.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's one thing, one to do is leave it out on like the driveway during a sunny day. Let it kind of dry it out a little bit, and then you can kind of shake some of those pieces out. and then run it over with the mower to break it down. But really up to you. I mean, the seashells aren't going to hurt this. Aren't going to hurt the soil either. It's not going to do anything to harm it. There's not enough salt in it that's going to really break everything down and hurt everything. So I would try it out, honestly.
So someone told me that I can put newspaper in between the rows of the plants.
You could do that. You could definitely try that out.
I'm just trying to save myself some work.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea as, like, the weed fabric, right? It'll eventually break down. The water will, you know, break it down a bit that way. Really up to you on how you want to do it. You could even mulch the areas instead. You know, just get, like, a regular mulch and mulch those areas around it and use that as a cover.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, Bobby?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we got about like 2 minutes left. I want to try and get one more call in there. We'll try to do a quick one here. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Peg is in Cape Cod.
Peg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. I was just going to do a quick follow-up. I had heard you talk about the hydrangea fertilization.
Yep.
And you said 10-10-10.
Yep.
Is there a particular brand that you suggest?
No, so a lot of time, I would probably Espoma would be the best one that I've seen out there. If you can get anything that's just all together 10-10-10, that would work fine, honestly.
And when on Cape Cod would you fertilize hydrangeas?
I'd wait another week to 2 weeks before I do it, just to let everything wake up a little bit more. Your soil temperatures are still cool, but I think you can do it in the next 2 weeks, maybe three.
Okay, and one last quick question. So I've got a lot of hydrangeas, probably 25 or so altogether, and they're all, every year we mulch.
Okay.
So there's this layer of mulch, and I'm just wondering, does this come in a liquid form, or if I do the granular form, do you have to kind of like rake away any existing mulch to have it be effective?
Do the best you can to rake away some of the existing, but it can break down over time. So I think you'll be okay.
Okay, is it always granular, though? It doesn't come in liquid?
Yeah, I've only seen it with the granular at this point.
Okay.
Alrighty?
All right. So it will get down there if it's on top of the existing mulch at some point?
Yep.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you have a great one, Peg.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. I do have to say happy birthday to my mom. Her birthday is on the 16th, so 2 days. So happy birthday, Mom. Everybody out there, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and wear a mask. We'll see you later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.